I certainly don't think Roger Goodell is sitting around going, I can't wait to pay it back to the guys from the 60s. Like, he doesn't care. Baseball has a complicated relationship with its past. Hockey, I have no idea what the where they stand on this stuff. But basketball,
I think hockey's okay. He's just one big toothless fraternity, you know? I think they right. all, you know, hey, where did you get your bridge, you know? but I do think that the players, what I like about what you're saying is that the players picked up on it. And, you know, say what you want about LeBron and Chris Paul and those guys. They created that fund for the retired players to get free health screening. And it saved people's lives. It saved Tiny Archibald's life, Bill. He had a thing called, I'm going to butcher it, amyloidosis, I believe it's called. He needed a heart transplant. And he didn't even know it. And he ended up getting a heart transplant. And he's with us today. And he wouldn't be if he hadn't gone to that free screening. And there was a bunch of other guys, and I'm not going to name them because I don't have their permission to. I wrote something about Tiny that had high blood pressure, hypertension. So that was a great gift that those players, they put it in the collective bargaining agreement to set that up for the retired players, because as we know, not everybody is LeBron and Chris Paul, and it's going to walk out of here with hundreds of millions of dollars. There's a lot of, Brad Wanamakers out there, and a lot of guys on 10-day deals and people that don't make that kind of money. So,
yeah, the way they've used Russell, especially, and I've talked about this before, but like, for what he meant and what he meant to the league, and then also what he stands for from a standpoint of excellence and success. Mm-hmm. And how, and
social justice too. Social justice. Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know,
and what he meant, how he ties into the 60s and how important the league was back then. But then to have him there when they realized like Bill Russell should just be at the finals every year and he should present the trophy. And then that became a thing. And then when they realized we should just actually name the trophy after him, and you know, he never actually won a finals MVP because the first year they had it, was his last finals, and actually Havlicek should have won. They gave it to Jerry West, which was
Jerry
stupid.
West. Jerry West was really good though in that series.
I know, but his team lost. Havlicek was amazing in that series. But anyway, Russell never won, and now the trophy's named after him, so he gets to just win every year. But yeah, like with the Hall of Fame and stuff, to not have, I'm sure there's most of the older guys probably aren't going to be there from a safety standpoint.
I wouldn't imagine they will be. And Russell probably will be. I don't know. Russell's unbelievable to me how he still makes it to all these things. You know, he's a West Coast guy now. It's not an easy trip. So I don't know that he'll go there. I think he's a guy that goes to the finals. I don't know about now Mohegan Sun, like I said, in Connecticut this year. But I can't wait. I love it. I'm going to have a great time. And I always come out of there with something I didn't know. I always get two or three kind of interesting stories that I didn't know about because these guys are comfortable. And, you know, we're all comfortable. We're all dressed up and we're having a cocktail and it's a nice environment.
Well, you also have MJ will be there this year. And MJ kind of riding a little bit of a high here as a Charlotte Hornets owner, where he does, you know, basically does this Kemba Rozier exchange, which couldn't have worked out better. And they get Rozier at 2/3 the price. Right. They have the Hayward thing, which until he got hurt looked brilliant, but everybody's like, they overpaid for that. They made some good draft picks. And then the coup de grace, they kind of outwitted the Warriors and the T-Wolves on LaMelo. The more I talk to people, I am convinced that he tanked his interviews with Charlotte and
really,
with Minnesota and Golden State.
So to go to Charlotte.
I think he wanted to go to Charlotte. I think he did the bare minimum with everybody else. And I think that's where he wanted to go. And I think MJ knew it and Charlotte knew it. And you look back at that draft now and this goal.